So this is Christina again for Open Science Radio at the Barcamp Open Science in Berlin. And I'm right now here with Eshevet and Ulrike, who were talking about Black Sheep and the Humanities in session 5. Can you please introduce yourselves real quick for our audience?
Yeah, my name is Ulrike Wuttke, and I'm at the University of Applied Sciences at Potsdam. And I work for the project Research Data Management Organizer, and my hashtag on Twitter is Uwutke.
Great.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having us. My name is Eshevet Tóth-Cifra, and I'm coming from the Research Infrastructure Consortium DARIA. This is a domain-specific institution for digitally enabled arts and humanities.
And the session proposal that you had for us at the Barcamp was something like, are humanities the black sheep of open science? What was the original title of the session?
The original title was much less provocative and much more open than this. We were just planning to have a session dedicated to open and humanities. But then we started to brainstorm about the possible issues we are dealing with in our advocacy work in the humanities and open science. And one of those aha moment was when we realized with Ulrike that there are two contrasting approaches when it's about open humanities. And one of them is that actually, yeah, humanities are lagging behind, and so humanities disciplines are black sheeps in the open science movement. And a contrasting statement was humanities disciplines are in fact champions in the open science movement. So we wanted to open a space for discussion between these two ends.
And which of these two ends was more dominant in the actual session?
The open was very dominant, so we collected a lot of very great examples for open methods and open practices in the humanities and all the different disciplines. That's probably very natural because we are at the Open Science Barcamp, but we also discussed at great length barriers or more examples where it is still difficult to approach scholarship in the humanities in an open way.
So what was the most impressive or maybe new example of humanities doing open research? Was there something that stood out especially for one of you?
Although we collected many exciting initiatives and projects, and I can't wait, you know, go back to the Etherpad and go through them one by one. I would like, instead of just highlighting a couple of them, I would like to touch upon a more general tendency that I think we managed to outline during this session, and that is how the dynamics of this more global, more connected research just reshape the humanities landscape, how representatives, practitioners of different disciplines find each other, are unable to connect to each other more and more. And this means building interoperability frameworks between the different humanities disciplines. And by this, I mean very tacky, nerdy, invisible things like metadata mappings between the different disciplinary traditions. But I also mean going beyond the national horizons. So, for instance, just aligning this very nationally embedded landscape of the GLAM institutions, GLAM as the galleries, museums, libraries, archives. So how to go beyond the inherently national framework of these institutions, how to open them up for the broader audience, the broader interested humanities scholars. This was also part of this transforming landscape. We are more and more open to each other's work, but also open to the public.
Do you want to add something, Ulrike?
Yeah, what struck me very much during the discussion was that we also managed to address the differences between the different humanities disciplines. And so there are many transformative processes going on at the moment, but we have a scale from the very traditional humanities to the digital humanities, to put it in a bit provocative wording. But we also collected several examples how even if you are not a techie person, you can also engage in open science and deploy open science methodology and do, we call it then, baby steps to open up your research to the broader world.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds really amazing. You covered a lot of ground, and it's actually really exciting to see that you got from the talking about individual tools or methods to the actual broader scope of humanities and open science. So I almost don't want to ask, but I'm going to do it anyway. What kind of barriers or hindrances for openness in the humanities did you discuss? Was there anything other than the usual suspects, like paper and don't trust the internet?
Well, I think one of the biggest barrier is the very fact that it's still a small fraction of what we call Europe's cultural memory, the cultural artifacts that are digitized. And there is an even smaller fraction of this digitized material that is actually reusable. So what we see is that during the past couple of decades, there is an incredible progress on digitization, but there is still plenty to do. And one of my personal worries is that the state of digitization will affect the research interest, the research practices in the humanities, or even distort, that is, visible materials that are already available openly will gain more visibility, while those pieces of this, those aspects of this cultural memory that are a bit more problematic in terms of right statements, in terms of digital per analog conditions, will remain hidden.
Yeah, I think this is one of the big concerns, especially for archives and museums, right? Okay, but maybe to end on a lighter note, is there something that you can say that would sum up your session on the role of humanities and open science?
Yeah, so one point that came up again and again was incentivize openness in the humanities. So give back to the researchers who really try their best to work in an open way. And we also came to the conclusion that we are definitely not, as a whole, the black sheep in the open science movement. So there has a terrible progress been made during the last years. And this whole bundle of top-down and bottom-up initiatives is now really paying forward. And the humanities are changing rapidly in a way to be more open.
That sounds like we're on the right track. So thank you both very much for taking the time to talk to me and Open Science Radio. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the BarCamp. And I hope to talk more with both of you very soon.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yes, thank you, Christina.